KCW 1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay,
and always streaming on the Civic Media
ABC
app.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. A historic strike impacting Detroit's three biggest automakers. United Auto Workers are on the picket lines at GM, Ford, and Stellantis plant locations in Ohio, Missouri, and Michigan. Robert Earls at the Ford assembly plant just outside Detroit and says a living wage is at the core of this strike.
89% of the people that work here can't even afford the truck that we make.
UAW leadership wants a 36% pay increase over the coming years, but automakers say these demands are unrealistic. President Biden is sending two aides to help with negotiations. Republican presidential candidate Mike Pence speaking at the annual Pray, Vote, Stand Evangelical Summit this hour in Washington, D.C. Other candidates, including Governor Ron DeSantis of Florida and former President Trump, will also speak at the three-day conference looking for the evangelical endorsement. Tropical storm watches and flooding alerts in New England ahead of Hurricane Lee's arrival. This is ABC News. Striking workers in California may soon get some state money.
For months, much of Hollywood has been out of work because both the writers and the actors are out on strike. There have been other big strikes in California this year, and now nurses are threatening to walk out. Lawmakers have okayed a bill that would allow workers who are out on strike to get unemployment benefits. It's something the striking writers have been asking for.
For all workers to have this tiny bit of relief.
New York and New Jersey already let striking workers collect unemployment. The cost to California would be enormous. It's unclear if Governor Newsom will sign it. Alex Stone, ABC News.
The American XL bully dog could soon be pet non grata in the UK. British Prime Minister Rishi Sunak says the dogs are a danger to communities and plans to ban them. A series of recent attacks have sparked a public outcry. The dog was originally bred from the American Pit Bull Terrier. Last minute preparations are underway in Munich for Oktoberfest. The beer festival opens tomorrow. Brian Clark, ABC News.
Talk of Green Bay News, I'm Pete Schwabe. Here's what you need to know.
A teenage girl is dead and two other teens injured after a car crash in Calumet County. The Calumet County Sheriff's Department says the crash happened about 7:30 a.m. on Thursday near Plymouth Trail and Foundry Road in New Holstein. Police say two cars collided and went into a ditch. The girl driving one of the cars was pronounced dead at the scene. She had a passenger who was injured, as was the driver of the other car, but those injuries are non-life-threatening. All three of the kids involved were from New Holstein, and all were 16 years old.
COVID-19 cases are on the rise in northeast Wisconsin. The Wisconsin Department of Health and Human Services say hospitalizations are up about 80%, but not to panic as community risk is still low. The DHHS and doctors recommend the vaccine as the best course of protection given the fact that people social distance and wear masks less and less. Pete Schwabe, WGBW 97.9 News.
The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
Love your hometown? Don't miss the Devil's Advocates radio show on the road for the very first Fall in Love Hometown Tour 2023.
We will be broadcasting from northern Wisconsin, Chippewa Falls.
That's right. Find Mike and Dom broadcasting live from Loopy's Grill and Saloon overlooking the river in Chippewa Falls. Join them there starting at 4 p.m.
Road trip!
With the Devil's Advocates Fall in Love Hometown Tour 2023 on your local Civic Media radio station and the app. As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
He opens his mouth, but the words won't come out. He's joking how everybody's joking now.
The Vec.
Ramaswamy.
Cease and desist. Who would be worse? Mike Pence. I mean, Ron DeSantis trying to rap also would be wildly cringy.
Ron DeSantis trying to feel feelings is weird enough. I couldn't imagine rapping.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Bry. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Mino and the Mayor.
What do you think of this team, Brady, with the new quarterback?
It's such a wild card because you go all the way back to Aaron Rodgers. What's been cool about my football experience is I've seen this. Aaron was a good player. Nobody ever expected him to become a first ballot Hall of Famer, especially under the circumstances of having to replace a Hall of Famer, which is rare.
Weekday mornings from 6 until 8 on the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, and Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, and on the Civic Media app.
Talking to your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard.
Getting them to listen to Hot Gossip is easy. So here's some drama you could share with your kid. Dude, did you hear about Cassie and Jake? No, but did you hear that vaping can cause irreversible lung damage and nicotine affects brain development? Nuh-uh. You don't need to gossip if you want to have an open conversation about vaping. So if you want to get tips on when and how to talk to your kids, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
You know him as the nose tackle for the green and gold.
1993 to 1999. And again, 2001 to 2003.
125 games, 292 tackles, 7 sacks, and a Super Bowl ring. But there's more to life than stats. And there's more to life than football.
You're about to find out.
Under the Helmet with the Grave Digger. Featuring Packers legend Gilbert Brown.
Monday mornings at 8 on WISS and WGB. And on the Civic Media app.
Pursuing the truth wherever it may lead. The Todd Alba Show.
Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3.
Join the conversation. Get involved. The Todd Alba Show on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Talking on all political subjects and taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn.
Welcome to Matt Flynn Direct, coming to you statewide on Civic Media. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. No subject is off limits. All points of view are welcome. Remember, you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke unless and until you know history. You're going right to the front lines of history in the making. And I want to thank all the listeners for bearing with us during some of these engineering adventures as we upgrade our engineering in our studios. So the way it's going to work today, if you call in, I hope you do call in, as always, Calvin, an excellent producer, will see you on the screen and alert me, and we will do your questions and comments as we always have. Today, I want to start off, and I enjoyed just now the previous hour filling in for Todd Alba, my good friend Todd Alba, had a well-deserved day off and filled in. He's a great host as well. Listen to his show. But in any event, I want to talk about something that I think people don't fully understand, may not have focused on, and it goes to the core of our freedoms, the core of our society. And that is the freedom of the press and the right to free speech. And please pay attention to this, because you're going to hear very conflicting statements about it by people who misunderstand the law. Just very recently, there was a state senator in the Stevens Point area named Corey Tomczyk. He's a Republican. He was at some sort of a hearing. And the Wausau Pilot and Review, a terrific little newspaper, one of the few remaining independent newspapers in the area that reports on local news, terrific reputation. They reported that at that hearing, he had referred to a teenage boy by a homophobic slur. The paper printed that story. It was witnessed, apparently, by several witnesses, and he, at a deposition, when the paper's lawyer took his deposition, it admitted that he had used the slur in the past, I think to a relative. Now, there is a case called New York Times versus Sullivan that came out in 1964. It is the foundational case of our freedom of speech and freedom of the press. And in New York Times versus Sullivan, they said that the press, and that's been extended to people in general, if they're commenting on a public figure, and an elected official is absolutely a public figure, you can't sue a paper or TV station or an individual or anybody for libel. By the way, defamation is the umbrella tort. There's libel and slander that come off of it. Defamation is the overall tort. You can't sue them for that if you are the person that they come at, you were the subject of the article. Unless you can prove, you have to prove that A, it's false, and B, that the paper knew it was false, or was so reckless because it was so obvious it was false and they didn't even bother to check it out. Otherwise, you can't sue them, even if it is false. You can't sue them unless they knew it was false or were so reckless that they should have known it was false. Here, there were witnesses to it. And he admitted that he'd used the slur in the past. Under New York Times versus Sullivan, that's a no-brainer. The Wausau Pilot and Review absolutely has no liability. This fellow Tomczak sued, Senator Tomczak sued the paper, and it cost the paper $150,000 in legal fees, and they won. Now Tomczak is appealing. And the editor of the paper said, you know, I don't know how we're going to stay in business because we can't afford the fees. And this has been happening more and more around the country. And I am going to give a solution to that paper and their lawyers and the judges who look at this case from my own personal experience in this kind of litigation. This has happened not just with them, Trump. Trump sued the Rhinelander TV station. I think it was the ABC affiliate or what it is up there. Because I think the Lincoln Project had put out an ad that was a killer ad. What it did was it showed that Trump, his own words, they just used his own words, where he was lying about the pandemic and the vaccines. And he would say one thing, and then behind the scenes, he'd say something else. They sued the Rhinelander station for defamation for using his own words under New York Times versus Sullivan. That's ridiculous. And then it turned out, they didn't sue, for instance, the Milwaukee stations. They have plenty of resources. But the Rhinelander couldn't afford the legal fees, and they agreed to stop running the ad. The former governor of Mississippi is suing the media for something that he, in fact, did. Devin Nunes did it. Remember the former congressman? The purpose of this is to scare the media into not reporting, or if they do report, bankrupt them. That's why New York Times versus Sullivan is so important. Now, there is a solution, and you've seen frequently maybe in articles, well, you know, Wisconsin has no remedy for this. That's not true. There is a statute that prohibits what are called slap suits, SLAP, and California has one and other states have them, but we don't have them, that make it easier to stop it. But you still can do it under Wisconsin law. There are torts of malicious prosecution and abusive process. The judge in that case, and the appellate court can do it, award attorney's fees against Tomczak and his lawyer under New York Times versus Sullivan, saying it's so frivolous that you will pay the $150,000 and you will pay all of the legal fees on the appeal as you keep on going. And, you know, they can also order them to pay the bills directly as they come in. The court has a lot of power. But there's something else they can do, and this is something I've used, and I don't know of any other lawyer in Wisconsin who has. I'm sure there are other lawyers around the country, but I once represented a client who was subject to continual lawsuits from a really bad individual who was in prison. And he would just file them, you know, handwriting. Then they'd have to file a lawyer or hire a lawyer. So what I did is I went to the judge and I said, enter an injunction prohibiting this individual from suing this person in the future without your prior permission. In other words, you can't sue him. You got to send it to the judge to see if he is willing to let you file it as a suit. That is lawful, and I won, and the lawsuit stopped. So I would recommend strongly to my friends, and I've never met them. I say my friends because I admire them, what they're doing, the Wausau Pilot and Review, and their lawyers, to bring a motion in the appellate court, and preferably go back to the trial court, and say this is so frivolous under New York Times versus Sullivan. Give us our attorney's fees, give us our ongoing appellate fees, make them pay them as the statements come in, and and enter an order, an injunction against Senator Tomczyk that he not sue the Wausau Pilot and Review ever again for anything without the advance permission of this court or its successor judges. The judge in Waukesha enters something like that for my client and stop these lawsuits. Then what would happen is if Senator Tomczyk wanted to sue the Wausau Pilot and Review, he would have to send it to the judge first. The paper would not even have to do anything. The judge would look at it. He would not want briefs. He wouldn't want lawyers. And the judge would say, you can't do it. And there'd be no lawsuit. Otherwise, what we're going to have, and let me give you one final thing before the break. There are three justices on the Supreme Court, three of the tarantulas, Alito, Thomas, and Gorsuch, who are all on record saying they want to overrule and reverse, get rid of New York Times versus Sullivan. Well, that means you, yes, you, out there in your county, if you said a letter to the editor that said, my county board supervisor is too cozy with the developers, or he's letting pollution into the lake, they can sue you. There's no New York Times versus Sullivan. And if they have money or they have a billionaire funding it, which is what is happening, right now there's a phenomenon where you can sell shares of lawsuits to pay for the legal fees. And what's going to happen is every paper in the country, except maybe the New York Times and the Washington Post, money, and lots of local TV stations and papers will be run out of business. The Republican Party uses fraud and mendacity in a lot of ways. But one way to do it is destroy the free press. And that is why it is essential that New York Times versus Sullivan stay current, stay enforced. And to my friends up in the Wausau area, Stevens Point, or wherever this lawsuit was filed, there should be a demand, a request for relief in the court that Senator Tomczyk never be permitted to sue the Wausau Pilot and Review again, without advance permission from the judge, submitted to the judge in his chambers, perhaps required under seal. And I'll tell you, I was quite aggressive. They may not be this aggressive, but I would say Senator Tomczyk should be prohibited from suing any media entity in addition to the Wausau Pilot and Review without advance permission for going against New York Times versus Sullivan. I think it's time that people who are interested in free speech, who stand up for free speech, who don't want a Russian society, they don't want a Chinese society, they don't want a jihadist society, they don't want any of that. They want American society. And you've got to stop very wealthy people from being able to bankrupt newspapers. We're going to a break. The lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break. Throw you rock, hide your hand, working in the dark against your fellow man. But as sure as God made black and white, what's done in the dark will be brought to the light. You can run on for a long time, run on for a long time, run on for a long time. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Go tell that long-tongued liar, go and tell that midnight rider, tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter, tell him that God's gonna cut you down, tell him that God's gonna cut you down, tell him that God's gonna cut you down.
We have Joe from Madison on the line.
Love your hometown? Don't miss the Devil's Advocates radio show on the road for the very first Fall in Love Hometown Tour 2023.
We will be broadcasting from northern Wisconsin, Chippewa Falls.
That's right. Find Mike and Dom broadcasting live from Loopy's Grill and Saloon overlooking the river in Chippewa Falls. Join them there starting at 4 p.m.
Road trip!
With the Devil's Advocates Fall in Love Hometown Tour 2023 on your local Civic Media radio station and the app.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn.
But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
The Todd Alba Show.
Two kinds of politicians, those who want to be and those who want to do. Tommy Thompson, John McCain, I would put Tony Evers in this category. They're guys who are running because there were things that they wanted to do.
The Todd Alba Show.
Now contrast that to Hillary Clinton, I would argue, or Donald Trump. Sure, there are things they want to do, but ultimately, they are like Scott Walker. They were people who want to be.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Here's your updated forecast. Overcast skies tonight with a slight chance for scattered rain showers. Lows around 57. Southwesterly winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. Slight chance for scattered thunderstorms tomorrow. Highs around 72. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times. Chance for scattered thunderstorms again tomorrow night. 54. Cloudy skies. Dry with temperatures a bit below average Sunday and Monday and highs in the mid-60s. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 77.
From I-43 to I-41, this is the Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. We're going right to the lines. Joe and Madison, my friend. Thanks for calling. Joe, what's your mind today?
I wanted to respond, Matt. Yesterday you were talking about your experiences in the Navy and the importance of having a strong leader and the importance of meeting a wide group of people that happened during your time in the Navy. And I just wanted to bring this up. I thought this is so fascinating. I want to talk about Tommy Tuberville and the actor Adam Driver, actor and former Marine Adam Driver. I couldn't figure out what got Tommy Tuberville so, you know, all bent out of shape about this wokeness within our world. And he specifically pointed out in one interview that, quote, poetry is proof that the Navy needs to root out wokeness. So apparently in one of these aircraft carriers, they had poetry. And I mean, can you believe it, Matt, as a writer, poetry is proof that the Navy needs to root out wokeness? Hello. I mean, aren't there plenty of patriotic poems? Hello. At any rate, it turned out that they were having a spoken word contest on the aircraft carrier. And I don't know if you've ever been around these, but they're incredibly creative and interesting. They can be very funny, very emotional. But most importantly, they are a bonding sort of experience because people are together watching this performance of one of their fellow crew members. And this is what got his undies in a bundle. And I bring this up because I saw a TED Talk by the actor, and as I said, former Marine, Adam Driver, and he talked about how his military experience, particularly meeting a wide and diverse group of people and the discipline that was part of the military, was absolutely central to who he became as an actor. You can see this TED Talk, runs about 18 minutes, and it's just fascinating. He grew up poor. He came into the military after 9/11, like, you know, hundreds, tens of thousands of people, of soldiers did. And during his time, he was in the Marines as an infantryman for 2.5 years and sadly was despondent over the fact that he was medically separated after having a very bad break in his in one of the bones in his body, and it just prevented him from going on to service. But he said what he got out of his time in the military is that is useful in his acting life is there's a leader, there's a director, and you come together for a mission, a disparate group of people. You have to be disciplined. You have to complete the mission with to do your part and do it well. And he just felt that it was absolutely central to who he became. And so central that he started this nonprofit group called Arts in the Armed Forces. He started it back in 2006. And had been running all the way up until the spring of this year of providing theatrical experiences, mainly monologues, scenes from plays, that sort of thing, for military people in the military, whether that be military families, whether it be veterans, whether it be people currently serving. And it was in this country and abroad. And the caliber of the people that participated included people like the actor Ben Stiller and Tom Hanks and Laura Linney. And he said it was another way for him to be of service and to the military, which had given him so much. So I just wanted you to hear this story in contrast to Tommy Tuberville, who has never served and apparently doesn't understand what kind of bonding can go on through the arts. And so he was all upset that poetry is proof that the Navy needs to root out wokeness, whereas Adam Driver, a former Marine, came up with Arts in the Armed Forces and provided something, a beautiful something that brings people together. And I think the contrast is just stunning. So I wanted to pass that information on to you. I hope it's of some use. Thanks, man.
I always love your calls, and thank you. Thank you very much. And I'll give you some personal experience. I've been an aircraft carrier, and the thing is, Tommy Tuberville, I think, is doing this to injure our military and hurt Biden, and he gives excuses. The thing about when he's talking about poetry, I was on a much smaller ship, and we were docked in port, say in Little Creek, Virginia, and there was this food truck that would come around selling sandwiches and soda and candy for sailors who had to stand the watch that evening, and the guy would announce his coming, and they would always use poetry, and this ain't great poetry, okay? So one guy thought he was quite a poet, an enlisted man, and whenever this truck would come down the pier, he would say, "The Roach Coach is making its approach." And he thought that was quite profound. But, look, there's when you're in the military, there are long stretches of boredom with sudden bursts of exhilaration and terror is what it is. And for a guy who never served, to say that an aircraft carrier, which has 5,000 people on it, by the way, and it's always commanded by a full captain with an admiral on board, the flag officer, and the captain is ready to become an admiral himself, and none of them getting promoted by this guy. He doesn't know what he's talking about. He really doesn't know what he's talking about. So I can't thank you enough for that call. And thank you for the info on the actor and information if people want to see the podcast. But I'll tell you what. It has come to the point in the next couple of months, it'll be 600 flag officers and senior officers are not getting promoted by a guy who never served. And I got to say something else. There are 100 senators. They have a thing called unanimous consent. They all get together and they say any one of us can shut anything down. It builds their prestige. It appeals to their vanity. All it takes is the majority to say no. Not one person, now, because now you have people who are crooked, who are corrupt. You could have people who are bribed. Remember that Rohrabacher, the congressman from California, and Trump were suspected of taking Russian money by Kevin McCarthy said that. So if you have people who are corrupt, you can't let them shut things down. You can't shut our military down. So you put a new rule in, say, all right, we understand that some people are going to have issues with something, but not one person. It's got to be more like 25 or 30 or 40 people can say, whoa, whoa, but not one guy like this who is an absolutely disgusting individual. We're coming to a break. Thanks for calling, Joe. Lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
From the home of the frozen tundra, Green Bay's choice for news talk, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. A historic strike impacting Detroit's three biggest automakers. United Auto Workers are on the picket lines at GM, Ford, and Stellantis plant locations in Ohio, Missouri, and Michigan. Robert Earls at the Ford assembly plant just outside Detroit and says a living wage is at the core of this strike.
89% of the people that work here can't even afford the truck that we make.
UAW leadership wants a 36% pay increase over the coming years, but automakers say these demands are unrealistic. President Biden is sending two aides to help with negotiations. Republican presidential candidate Mike Pence speaking at the annual Pray, Vote, Stand Evangelical Summit this hour in Washington, D.C. Other candidates, including Governor Ron DeSantis of Florida and former President Trump, will also speak at the three-day conference looking for the evangelical endorsement. Tropical storm watches and flooding alerts in New England ahead of Hurricane Lee's arrival. This is ABC News.
The Civic Media Network of radio stations across Wisconsin. We are your hometown radio, refreshed.
For the talk of Green Bay news, I'm Pete Schwabe. Here's what Green Bay needs to know.
Green Bay police are asking for your help in finding a driver who hit a 14-year-old pedestrian. The incident happened Wednesday afternoon around 2 o'clock on Green Bay's east side near the intersection of Main and Baird Streets. The victim is expected to be okay. Witnesses say the driver drove off in a black pickup truck with a Mexican flag mounted in the truck bed, and the truck may have front-end damage. Anyone with helpful information is being asked to contact the Green Bay Police Department. A fire destroyed multiple businesses in downtown Pulaski. No one was injured in the fire that started sometime after 3 o'clock yesterday afternoon. As many as 20 fire departments responded and worked together to control the situation, but not before the building eventually collapsed. Fire officials say the fire started from sparks caused when a tree branch fell on power lines. Pete Schwabe for the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW 97.9 News.
Love your hometown? Don't miss the Devil's Advocates radio show on the road for the very first Fall in Love Hometown Tour 2023.
We will be broadcasting from northern Wisconsin, Chippewa Falls.
That's right. Find Mike and Dom broadcasting live from Loopy's Grill and Saloon overlooking the river in Chippewa Falls. Join them there starting at 4 p.m.
Road trip! With the Devil's Advocates Fall in Love Hometown Tour 2023 on your local Civic Media radio station and the app.
Why are interscholastic sports called the last classroom of the day? Because they teach students important life lessons like teamwork, accountability, and perseverance. School sports are so much more than a game. They're about developing the whole person. That's why they're an essential part of every student's education.
Encourage your student to participate in the last classroom of the day. Interscholastic sports in Wisconsin. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Red Delicious, Honeycrisp, Granny Smith. If you have a favorite apple, now is the time to pick it straight from the source. Did you know Wisconsin has more than 300 apple orchards? Travel Wisconsin recently naming its favorites, including the Oneida National Apple Orchard outside Green Bay, Ferguson's Orchards in Eau Claire, and Apple Holler south of Racine. Many provide tons of family fun in the fall, too. Tire swings, lawn bowling, hay rides, and more. Apple experts suggest if you want to pick yours fresh, do it before the end of October. For Civic Media, I'm
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it.
When your kid can't find the language, find the lyrics. Start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ed Council and Pivotal Ventures.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. We're going right to the lines. Gene of Eau Claire, my friend, you're next. What's on your mind today, Gene?
Hi, Matt. Thank you so much for taking my call and for the great broadcasting that you do throughout our state. We are so blessed to have you to awaken us to all of the things that are going on in our state and also giving us some format which to hear or have our voices heard. And I have to say, there's been a lot of things going on with telephones, even landlines. When I've tried to call, like, Washington or the Republicans in our state, I just keep getting these busy signals, and it's kind of frustrating. You know, and then I'll try to call, you know, a long-distance number, and it doesn't work, and I use a landline phone. And also internet, interruptions and things. So maybe they're trying to get everything, you know, put together in our area. I don't know. But I want to tell you thank you so much for what you do and what the Republicans in our state did. Pathetic. They got lots of phone calls from a lot of us, and so then they go to fire Megan Wolf anyway. It is so, it's like a kick you in the face, Wisconsin. And I hope we all get together and vote these guys out because this is unbelievable. Thank you, Matt, for all you do in educating us. Thank you. You have a good weekend, Matt.
Okay, have a good weekend. Thank you very much, Jane. Yeah. Mark from Massac, my friend. Thanks for calling. You're next, Mark. What's in your mind today?
Yeah, it's amazing the detachment that it seems like the current Republicans have for, you know, both at the federal level and the state level for the Constitution and for the law itself, and actually the truth itself. Because, you know, Devin LeMahieu, you're talking about, maybe, well, the people in Wisconsin don't trust the vote results anymore, and like they're going to blame and try to blame Megan Wolf for it. The only people that said the results should be questioned have been the Republicans, who've been claiming on and on and on for years now. In the face of lawsuits where they've gotten smacked down that there's nothing wrong with the elections. And their detachment from, I think they've gone back to think that they're little kings and queens and that they have divine right, you know, ordained by God. So to question them, to question their authority, to even, you know, to rebel against their authority is defying God. And that it is just, I mean, for gosh sakes, I think DeSantis had some minister come in and speak to, I think what was a Disney board down there, and give them a lecture on that, by defying the governor is defying the will of God. It is just their detachment from the understanding of that we are a secular democracy in this country.
Right. Right. Yeah, no, excellent comment. Excellent comment, Mark. And just build on that a little. In the last hour when I was sitting in for Todd Albaugh, we did talk about Megan Wolf. She is terrific. And really what LeMahieu and the Republicans are doing, quite frankly, is they're saying there are people in this state who don't trust the elections and because Trump lied. Therefore, we're going to fire the only honest person we have running these elections, Megan Wolf, and then we'll put in somebody like Trump, and then confidence will be restored. These people are servile. They are servile. They are afraid of primaries, just like Voss was afraid when some guy came out of the blue and ran against them and came within about a point or two of beating them. They're all afraid. It's all very disgusting. Megan Wolf is going to stay on. Josh Call has brought a lawsuit. It'll go to the Supreme Court. Janet Protasiewicz will sit on it. And I am confident it'll be 4-3 and maybe even 5-2. Brian Hagedorn could step up to the plate. And we have got to have honest elections in this state. And that isn't Devin LeMahieu and Voss. It's Megan Wolf. Because there was a hearing, and the clerk from Janesville came in and said, Megan Wolf's terrific. You know, there are almost 2,000 clerks that Megan Wolf has to speak to, answer questions, respond to, and all that. And if you put somebody in there like a Gableman type, which is what they want to do, with their goal, and keep this in mind, absolutely keep this in mind, is to drive down the vote. They had the one fellow on the Wisconsin Election Commission who said that he was proud that the African-American Latino vote in Milwaukee had been lower. He was proud of that. He was proud of that. This isn't a political party. This is simply a cult worshiping Trump. And what they are going to do is interfere. If they put in a corrupt administrator, they're going to interfere with student voting, especially in Dane County, Milwaukee, but in Eau Claire and elsewhere. They're going to interfere with things like what kind of IDs they have to show. The whole idea is to drive down the vote. And then there'll be lawsuits, and the Supreme Court will correct them. But how much work do you expect Janet Protasiewicz and the others to do? Are they supposed to 24/7 sit there and essentially be the administrators themselves? If you put in corrupt actors, they will find a way. A rotten apple will corrupt the entire barrel of apples. And that's the way it works, and that's what they're trying to do. The Republican Party, and I cannot understand this, They've gotten rid of their Liz Cheney's, Adam Kinzinger's. They've gotten rid of their Romney's, Mitt Romney. And they're left with these people. They're servile, mendacious. They're committed to a cult of fraud. And they are really hurting American democracy. I want to get back. I talked before about the First Amendment and the attacks on the lawsuit against the Wausau paper, the Wausau Pilot and Review. The six tarantulas on the U.S. Supreme Court, and you must keep this in mind, are a little sharper, they're sneakier than state Republicans here who just come right out and try to use a hatchet to get what they want. Three of the tarantulas, which is Alito, Thomas, and Gorsuch, are on the record as saying they would like to overrule New York Times versus Sullivan, which would ultimately result in most newspapers and TV stations being driven out of business by billionaires funding fraudulent lawsuits, or they'd be just very antiseptic. And you as a citizen would get sued if you questioned your alderman, your county supervisor, your congressman about his motivations and what he was doing. But the tarantulas are not dumb. Tarantulas know at some point you can go too far. And so here's what they just did, and keep this in mind. The Republicans had brought a lawsuit against Biden and down in the Fifth Circuit, and you know, down south, asking the judge, believe it or not, to require Biden, to enjoin Biden and to enjoin everybody in his administration from not contacting any social media on matters of public policy, because it would, quote, intimidate them. That's I'm not kidding. That's what they said. The trial judge, Trump guy, said, yep, and entered the injunction. The Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals approved the injunction, prohibiting Biden and anybody in his administration from contacting any social media outlet about public issues. That is so violative of the First Amendment, so violative of New York Times versus Sullivan, that Biden, who's a stand-up guy, what I would have done is said, screw you. Done what I wanted, and if the judge didn't like it, send him to Guantanamo. But, you know, I'm speaking a little bit extravagantly. I mean, you have to understand that radio is a hot medium. TV is a cool medium. Radio, you overstate things by 10%. TV, you understate them by 10%. So take that with a grain of salt, but not that big a grain of salt, quite frankly. But Biden did the smart thing. He appealed to the Supreme Court, U.S. Supreme Court. Now, yes, there are tarantulas. But the tarantulas understand, and by the way, the Solicitor General is a woman named Prologar, and she just appeared at the UW-Madison Law School this week. And I had the pleasure at the Fairchild Lecture of attending it, listening to her, and then there's a dinner afterwards. She was terrific, absolutely terrific, Biden's Solicitor General. In any event, in her brief, she pointed out that if this injunction is permitted to stay, the Surgeon General could be held in contempt whenever he comments on medical matters. Biden's press secretary could be held in contempt. The Center for Disease Control, if they answered platform questions about public health, even if they told the truth. And the FBI, if they flagged a contact by a terrorist or a foreign actor like Russia or China, and just contacted social media asking their voluntary cooperation to turn it over. There is a procedure in the U.S. Supreme Court where one justice can stop a lower opinion till the rest of them get a chance to look at it. And the justice who stopped it, they did stop it, so now it's not effective until the rest of the court can consider it, is probably the chief, well, I can't say he's the chief tarantula, it's Alito. I mean, Clarence Thomas is a pretty substantial tarantula himself, and so is Gorsuch. But Alito stopped it. Why did he stop it? Think he didn't agree with it? On the contrary, he's already been on record saying he wants to overrule New York Times versus Sullivan. He wants to attack the freedom of the press. So is Clarence Thomas, so is Neil Gorsuch. But I think he realized that if they permit a decision, a Trump-like decision to persist, where the FBI is held in contempt if they try to follow up on a terrorist or a foreign enemy of ours posting things on our social media to screw up our country. Will they hold the Surgeon General in contempt, or the Center for Disease Control, or the President's press secretary, or the President himself for commenting on something in social media? At some point, you get 1790 in France. At some point, you get 1649 in Merry Old England. At some point, enough is enough. And I think what's happening here is that they are liable, and I'm assuming the three Democrats will do the right thing. And I suspect that Roberts and probably Kavanaugh are perceptive enough to know that tarantulas can go too far. When you try to shut down your own government from commenting on social media or contacting social media and public policy, you're effectively overruling New York Times versus Sullivan. You're effectively overruling free speech. You're effectively overruling the First Amendment. So that did happen. Alito stepped in and stand by. But what I would like everybody to take away from all of this is that the attacks that are happening, the stripping of liberties and the Dobbs decision and Citizens United in Shelby County, where they gutted the Voting Rights Act, that's just the start of this thing. The holy grail of an authoritarian culture is to take away your freedom of free speech and to take away the freedom of the press. Because when you have a press that is captive, like in China, North Korea, Cuba, Russia, and so forth, it eventually ends up that people then are not just sued by billionaires to bankrupt them, but they're actually arrested, or their relatives are arrested. The Republican Party is unrecognizable. In Romney's autobiography, which I discussed in the previous hour when I was a guest host, my good friend Todd Albo, he said, there are very few people in the Republican Party anymore who believe in the Constitution, end quote. And this is a guy who was their presidential nominee in 2012, who was elected governor of the most liberal state in the country, Massachusetts, and elected senator in the most conservative state in the country, Utah. So you take him at his word. We're coming to a break. The lines are open, 844-967-2789. There'll be a lot more back after the break.
I cover up because of my moderate to severe plaque psoriasis. Now I'm hitting the road with clearer skin thanks to Skyrizi, Risankizumab Riza, a prescription-only 150 milligram injection for adults who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy. With Skyrizi, 3 out of 4 people achieved 90% clearer skin at 4 months. And Skyrizi is just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
Thanks to Skyrizi, there's nothing on my skin, and that means everything. Ask your doctor today about Skyrizi, the number one dermatologist prescribed biologic in psoriasis. And visit skyrizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
Love your hometown? Don't miss the Devil's Advocates radio show on the road for the very first Fall in Love Hometown Tour 2023.
We will be broadcasting from northern Wisconsin, Chippewa Falls.
That's right. Find Mike and Dom broadcasting live from Loopy's Grill and Saloon overlooking the river in Chippewa Falls. Join them there starting at 4 p.m.
Road trip! With the Devil's Advocates Fall in Love Hometown Tour 2023 on your local Civic Media radio station and the app.
Here's your updated forecast. Slight chance for scattered rain showers tonight, otherwise overcast. Lows dip down to about 57. Southwest winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. A blend of clouds and sun tomorrow. Slight chance for scattered thunderstorms. Highs level off around 72. Chance for scattered storms again tomorrow night. Lows dip down to about 54. Overcast. Dry with temperatures a bit below average Sunday and Monday, and highs in the mid-60s. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 77.
Mino and the Mayor in the morning, and the talk of Green Bay all day long. 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
Once upon a time, you dressed so fine, threw the bumps of dime in your prime. Then you...
Welcome back to Matt Flinder Picks. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. I want to highlight one other issue. It's an important issue. Something Donald Trump just did. Believe it or not, he sued a judge in a case that he's involved in with Letitia James, the Attorney General of New York, to delay the case till after the election in 2024. He actually sued the judge, brought a lawsuit against the judge, for denying his motions and denying what he wanted. In other cases, he's attacked the judges personally. He's attacked their wives. He's attacked their daughters in some cases. They need security. Jack Smith had to sell his house and go into a witness protection, basically, type thing with his wife and family. He is attacking the foundations of our justice decision or system. Let me look at New York, though. You can't sue a judge. There is complete immunity on the part of a judge. And the reason for that is a good reason. Let's say the judge rules against you on a motion, or he finds you guilty, and then on appeal it's reversed. You can't sue him for defamation. You can't sue him for libel for saying right in front of the public courtroom that you committed a crime. That's one example. Another example, if he makes a mistake, you can't sue him. If he commits fraud, if he were bribed, you can't sue him. The remedy there is he goes to jail and he pays the price. But you can't have mini lawsuits and lawsuits, or billionaires would always be suing judges. Well, Trump says he's a billionaire and he's suing the judge. They're saying out there now that, well, because he sued him, this delays the whole thing. Because Letitia James, this is a civil fraud trial, by the way. This is not the criminal case against him. It's a civil fraud trial. He'd have to pay damages. And this is the case where he lied about the value of his assets to get loans from banks and to pay less taxes. So he'd go to the bank, he'd say it's worth a gajillion dollars. And then on the tax returns, he'd say it's hardly worth anything, relatively speaking. And that's, you know, exaggerating to some extent, but that's the range. And you can't do that with federally insured banks, and you can't do that with taxing authorities. And so she brings a suit. Well, he sues the judge. At some point, I think what's happening is these appellate courts are looking on this as normal. This isn't normal. This is in bad faith. You almost have to, with him, enter an injunction from the start that says you can't sue the judge, you can't sue the DA, you can't sue jurors without the prior permission of the court. You can't even file it. You have to have your attorney send a draft, and you are prohibited from doing it. You are prohibited from attacking the prosecutor, the judge, threatening violence. And if he does any of that, he has to be put in jail. Now, that's what would happen to you or me. That was what would happen to the mafia, the drug cartel. It would happen to jihadists. With him, somebody made a good point, and let me just deconstruct it right now. For instance, the Tanya Chutkan, the great judge in Washington, he has come, they say close to the line, way over the line, in my opinion, attacking and insulting the whole process and the judge, and brought a motion to throw the judge off the case. The point was made by somebody that, how do you put him in jail? He has a Secret Service detail for life. So does his wife. So what? You have, what, 10 jail cells, and he's in one of them, and 9 Secret Service agents take turns sleeping in the other ones. You give him a big jail cell. The alternative that was proposed was that he be given a bracelet and put under house or home arrest. Now, that would be luxurious. You know, he'd eat better than prisoners and all that, but he would be confined to his house. I personally don't think he would be confined to his house. I think he'd cut the bracelet off, that happens, and say, the heck with you, and he'd go out and he'd campaign. And then they would say, you'd bring him in for contempt again, put him back under house arrest with another bracelet, and he'd cut that one off too. He claims that he has a First Amendment right to speak and to run for president. He does, but you don't have a First Amendment right to threaten the president, public official, a judge, a prosecutor, a juror, or a witness. That is a criminal offense. That is a criminal offense. So what do you have? What do you do with a presidential candidate is apparently head in his own primary, who is frankly a criminal, has criminal instincts, doesn't know the difference between right and wrong, takes and grabs whatever he can, whenever he wants it, steals what he wants, betrays what he wants, and what? Part of the Republican Party thinks that's normal? That's the guy they want? I think Chutkan has to ultimately, she's probably going to be the one that does it, has to just bite the bullet, bring him in, house arrest and bracelet. He'll complain. He'll boast about it. He'll show it on television, all that. And when he lies and says, I'll stay there, cuts the bracelet, slips off, do it again. Maybe hold in contempt anybody who assisted him. There's a little known law that if you help a fugitive, you've committed a felony. And this is sad because it frequently happens in families where somebody commits a crime and goes to his mother's house to get a change of clothing and a meal. She's liable for a felony. They frequently don't prosecute it. Prosecute the people that help them, that transport them. At some point, you have to get control of a criminal. We're coming to the end of the show. Great show. Great call as always. Really appreciate the callers. Have a good weekend, everybody. Matt Flynn Direct. We're back same time, same place on Monday. Signing off for today. Stand by for Dom and Crute. Another great show coming up.
You used to be so amused at Napoleon in rags and the language that he used. Go to him now. He calls you. You can't refuse. When you ain't got nothing, you got nothing to lose. You're invisible now. You got no secrets to conceal. How does it feel? Ah, how does it feel to be on your own with no direction home, like a complete unknown?
Love your hometown? Don't miss the Devil's Advocates radio show on the road for the very first Fall in Love Hometown Tour 2023.
We will be broadcasting from Northern Wisconsin, Chippewa Falls.
That's right. Find Mike and Dom broadcasting live from Loopy's Grill and Saloon overlooking the river in Chippewa Falls. Join them there starting at 4 p.m.
Road trip!
With the Devil's Advocates Fall in Love Hometown Tour 2023 on your local Civic Media radio station and the app.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay. WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay. And always streaming ABC on the Civic News Media app.